This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Calvin Coolidge.
Yes?
Shut up. Is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, baby! God. Let's hear it for Coolidge!
I hate you.
Let's hear it for him!
I think that was with Woody Wilson.
I was thinking, didn't Wilson die in office? Because that was how my brain was working there.
Woody Wilson.
Martin Van Buren.
Oh, jeez.
The Van Buren boys on Seinfeld. He threw up the eight.
I did.
Sleepy Hollow.
I'm still here. I'm like Leo DiCaprio right now.
Yeah, my only like shot now, I'm just going to guess presidents and hope that they were VPs. I'll go with Truman.
Harry S.
Yeah, baby.
Harry S.
Oh,
man.
Dewey beats Truman.
What a shot there.
He spoke softly and carried a big stick.
Oh, you got it.
Great job, Don.
Me. Woo.
That's a hell of a get by Don.
Mulsey looks like he's losing to Starkey on 18.
That is a great job by Don.
I'm going to be sick.
What a job by Don.
I mean, Chris, there's still a couple of names.
Truman. The Truman Show.
I'm gonna cross my fingers here. I don't think this guy was, though.
I hope you don't steal mine, you bastard.
I don't think he was, so I think I'm going down in flames here. Ulysses S. Grant. I think that's it.
Chaminade,
you missed.
Over Virginia.
Down goes Mulsey.
You missed Aaron
down
Burr. Aaron Burr would have been one. How about Andrew Johnson after Lincoln died?
I thought about Andrew Johnson. I almost said something that would have been cut into a drop there. I thought about Andrew Johnson. I could have
the
dropped
Metrodome,
Hamilton.
The what?
Hubert Humphrey? Son of a Boris.
Was Garfield
Karloff
the vice president? That was the one I was going to guess next.
Chester A. Arthur was.
That was one of them. Was Grover Cleveland?
Cleveland was not. He was a two-timer. The first.
So wait a minute. Was Garfield?
Garfield was not.
We got 19 vice presidents before we crapped out.
I was going to go down there.
How about like guys like Hannibal Hamlin?
Oh!
Hannibal Hamlin.
I'd have had a better chance of
George
saying Hannibal
Dallas
Lecter.
Or George Clinton was a VP.
George from Parliament Funkadelic?
George Clinton.
Back in it. Well, yeah.
Could have dropped the George Clinton.
How about Thomas A. Hendricks?
Wait,
almost
George
jogging
Dallas?
George.
Thomas wow. Hendricks. Oh, I'm sick.
That was tremendous.
I'm absolutely sick.
Wait, who were some of the other founding fathers besides Burr?
Monroe, Madison, guys
were any
like
of those
that
guys VPs?
No. Elbridge Gary.
Elbridge Gary.
Oh, of course.
Daniel Tompkins.
Malzie's going to wake up in the middle of the night and say, I can't believe I missed
John
Elbridge
Tyler.
Gary.
John Tyler was president.
Was Jimmy Buchanan ever VP?
No. John Breckinridge was.
How about that SOB Polk?
No. Skylar Colfax.
Skylar Thompson.
Who you know who that guy was? That was the one who really wanted was against the.
So wait a minute. Who was
16th
the
Amendment?
Who was the most recent? Who was the most recent vice president we didn't get?
The most recent one was Walter Mondale.
Oh, Mondale.
And before that, Nelson Rockefeller.
Oh. All right, Malzie's gonna owe money. Woohoo! What a generational run by Donnie in that one. You were on the ropes, man. You got up.
I mean, my only strategy was get the recent ones I know and then just guess presidents who might
be VPs.
It's
not a bad strategy. I blinked.
Teachers in Westmoreland County rejoice.
Absolutely.
I wish I could have
had
the feeling.
Your brother-in-law is going to call you and say, that was a great job.
Out of my ass and then having Pony be on the hot seat.
Man. Thank you, Jeff. One more of these games. When do you have to leave?
By about 40.
All right.
We'll
be back to you here.
Make it happen.
All right, 5 o'clock hour of the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon brought to you by, I love it, Rome's Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet. Let's see who else we have here. Where's my piece?
John Tyler, by the way.
Here it is.
Was, I think, a VP. Still has a living grandson.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's my favorite, like, random presidential or VP fact. 270 years or whatever it is.
Memorial Highway Chevy, Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers, Aetna, Isley's, and Beano's. You can donate online, 937thefan.com, through the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. And remember, text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. Donate this hour, and Performance Food Service Pittsburgh will match up to 7,500 meals. So we're very excited about that. Do we have Zachary Smith on the line?
We do, from the Alan Saunders Project.
From the Alan Saunders umbrella, as a matter of fact. Of around the 412 fame. What did we say about this kid? That he looked like a fun-size jelly
or
roll?
Kid-size jelly roll, yeah. And he got a huge pop out of that. Then Saunders heard the Saunders umbrella and actually made umbrellas with his own face on them, which was delivered to me.
Wait, was it confirmed that Alan made that?
Oh, yeah. Who the hell else would? He had messaged me and said, I'm going to miss your birthday. I'm sorry I'm late to your birthday, but your gift is on the way.
And so okay, I like that now.
And then I had forgotten about that text, and I get this package shaped like a giant Toblerone bar, and out pops Saunders' big face on an umbrella.
Zach, was that the first time anyone called you a fun-sized jelly roll?
It was, and I feel like it's very fitting for me to be on right now because my YouTube algorithm threw this my way. Jelly Roll was on the pivot, Ryan Clark's fantastic podcast today.
Yep.
So
he's lost a lot of weight.
With you guys the same day.
He's lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, shout out to him.
So what would he be eating, jam or preserves?
Is he on the same program that, that Donnie's been on and
Malzie.
Callis and those guys?
And Callis, yeah.
Yeah. And Zach, you're also a charitably minded guy. You do your own thing. Yeah. I wanted to highlight what you do here a little bit. Tell people about a charitable endeavor of yours.
Yeah, so you guys mentioned when you brought me in about around the 412. That's the podcast that I started in 2017 with a couple of my buddies here. And the following year, 2018, we decided to give back in some way. Didn't know exactly what we wanted to do, but you know, I watched my mom in special education and my uncle as a fire chief here find ways to give back and really make it their mission in life to do so. So I wanted to find a way that I could do that with having a little bit of a platform. So we started the Rockin' Around the 412 mission, a Christmas mission geared towards giving as many kids as possible in the 724 and 412 area codes the Christmas that we felt like they deserve. We never had to worry about where Christmas was coming from growing up, and we wanted it to be the same way for as many kids as possible. So we kick it off every year in July with a special Christmas in July type of deal, and then run it all the way up to like 2 weeks before Christmas. Last 3 years, we started partnering up with the East Rochester Salvation Army going along with that, as well as finding individual families in the area. And since we started the mission in 2018, we've raised over $50,000, have helped over 177 kids have Christmas in its entirety. And then along with giving the kids Christmas, we also give the families a gift card to be able to provide the Christmas meal as well. So really just bringing the whole holiday together.
Zachary, you are good at this stuff. You usually have moles and people that like to leak very confidential information to you. So what do you know about the Aaron Rodgers situation?
I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback in 2025.
All right, Zach, I'll go
percentage.
One further.
Percentage on
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, sure. Do percentage.
And around the 412 percentage check, a Saunders umbrella percentage check.
99.412.
Wow. Now, is this at the goal line, you would say?
Yes,
what's
if the
timetable
field,
here?
Where would it be?
It's at the goal line, maybe even a half yard line.
Is this like at
wow!
the goal? Is it at the goal
a
line?
A half yard line.
Well, wait, technically the goal line's further down than the goal than the half yard line.
Well, still, Chris. I mean,
is it at the goal line and like Rodgers has pulled
inches.
The ball on a naked bootleg?
You remember the epic screenshot of where they're measuring and they pull out the index
yes.
card?
Yes, Sterator. What a legend that for that! Where, he had a big crap-eating grin on his face when he pulled that card out.
Yeah. Man. That's how far away we are talking from the.
Are
from
we
the
okay?
Line.
Okay, let's
card.
See if you have moles that are really strong on this one. So you're saying 99.412 index card length close to Aaron Rodgers being the starter. Mm-hmm. What is the percentage chance that this is announced on the Pat McAfee? What's that called? The big night ad or whatever on April 9th? Percentage chance that happens on that show, that live show.
Mm. You know, I haven't heard anything specifically in regards to that or anything like that. It certainly makes sense, right? Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if I saw Pony's tweet about, like, there being a handshake agreement, but them not announcing it or whatever until then to allow him to do that. Man, that seems like so unlike Steelers of past, but
correct.
We're kind of in this new era now where I have no idea what to predict how things are going to go from a business perspective. So it's very possible. I mean, I'm not going to say for sure. I'm not willing to go 99.412% on that happening. Some form or fashion, Aaron Rodgers will be the Steelers starting quarterback.
Zach, thanks for coming on. We'll talk again soon. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon continues. Last year, the food bank distributed enough food for nearly 48 million meals, trying to get to our goal of 250,000 meals raised. In this hour, donate. In Performance Food Service, Pittsburgh will match up to 7,500 meals. A donation matched by them. Power Hour brought to you by Performance Food Service, Pittsburgh. So text NEED 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. Pirates and Marlins kick off the season on the Fan Thursday at 4 o'clock. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Pirates analyst John Wehner. And part of our incentive push for this hour is one person who donates $50 or more will win Pirates tickets and a visit to the Pirates radio booth. John, we'll make sure you're in the booth for that. How's that sound the day that the winner takes home the prize?
My gosh, you should probably aim higher, but of course I would love that. I would love that if it was me, but I think your aims and your reward should be higher than me.
I disagree. Hey, I think you're the preeminent color analyst in baseball. If I had to power rank color analysts, you're easily in the top three.
Well, I appreciate that. Again, I love what I do. I feel like I have a feel and I know the game, but I'm not an announcer. I'm a babbler.
People like you because
you're authentic.
You're authentic
rock. Exactly.
You're a Pittsburgher through and through, and that's why people like you, because it resonates.
Yeah, it works in Pittsburgh. I agree. I always appreciate. Well, I also tell my boss, as you guys know, Mark Garda, it's like nobody comes up to me and tells me I suck. So.
And Mark is reeling from that Dayton Flyer exit in the NIT. Don't get him started on that. He is not a happy camper about an early exit for Dayton, from what I've been told.
Obviously, go ahead.
I was just going to say, given what I know happened to my high school alma mater, North Catholic, in the state playoffs, it's a tough time for Marianists all around. Mm.
Anyways, John, you're going to be calling the game. Are you actually in Miami or are you not? I should probably start with that.
This is the first time I think I haven't done the first road trip since I've started 20 some years ago. So, yeah, I got a couple weeks off, actually. I'm not doing the home. The first series at home either. So, yeah, I got some time off. So I'm watching from afar. I'm back in town, and just watching from afar. But as everybody else is, I'm looking forward to Thursday and getting this show on the road.
Let's start with the big position question as far as the lineup goes. First base, Horwitz is going to start the year on the IL. Who do you think starts opening day, and how do you think that guy will do with that job, John?
Well, originally, I was feeling Triolo just because, you know, they love the way he plays the game. They love his defense, and, you know, he's a pretty heady baseball player. And, you know, and just based on everybody else that we've seen this spring, I was figuring on Triolo with the hopes that Andy Rodriguez was going to be the left-handed, at least the left-handed platoon. With the righty going for Miami, you know, whether it's Triolo or Andy, I'm going to guess maybe it's Andy just because he's a left-handed batter, switch hitter. So, and Andy swung the bat good this spring, as did Triolo. So, you know, either one of them, obviously it's going to be one of those two. My guess is it'll be Andy just because he's the left-handed option over there. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, Andy did well enough this spring to make the club. And the only way I think he makes the club, because I don't think he's going to be just a backup catcher starting one or two times a week. The only way you keep him on this team is to have him as a backup catcher starting one or two times a week, but finding him at bats elsewhere, whether it be DH or in this case first base. So, you know, in that spot, obviously Triolo is an elite defender. He swung the bat well this spring. You know, I've always thought he's been a solid baseball player, period. Even though his offensive numbers haven't been great, I still think there's more there with the bat. Andy, obviously, one time a top prospect and got great hitting skills. I like that. To me, I thought this was the best thing coming out of spring training with Horowitz hurt. It was going to be Triolo, Andy. You know, I thought that was your best offensive output coming into the regular season. So with Alcantara being a right-handed pitcher, I would guess Andy's going to start opening day.
Rock, let me ask you, as a guy who knows that spring training is hardly a be-all, end-all, you've got to try to parse what matters, what doesn't matter, what you see from guys. Do you feel like what you saw from Jack Sawinski is going to be something that translates back when the games start to count?
Boy, I hope so, because I think for me, he is a difference maker. You know, I hate to say it, but offensively, it looks like the same team that ended last year. And obviously that offensive club wasn't real good. It wasn't good enough to support the pitching that this team has. But with what Jack Sawinski did 2 years ago and the power he possesses, you know, what I think it was 48 home runs or whatever it was his first 2 years, he's a difference maker when he's putting the ball in play, when he's not swinging and missing. Obviously, last year was a horrible year for him, but his first and second year were pretty good. Sawinski, to me, is there wasn't much swing and miss this spring, and that's huge because he doesn't need to try to hit home runs. He needs to put the bat on ball. If he puts the bat on ball, he's going to have doubles. He's going to have home runs. He has a chance to be a big part of this offense. Now, the other question is how much is Jack Sawinski plays? Is it a platoon situation left between him and Tommy Pham, or is it Jack Sawinski, or is it Tommy Pham?
What do you think?
Again, with the arm that's coming out opening day, I think you throw Jack out there. But, you know, they brought in Tommy Pham for a reason. And, you know, he's a veteran presence. He's a guy that I think they feel has value, and he's a clubhouse leader, et cetera, and so forth. But, you know, he really hasn't been an everyday player. You know, with the way Jack's swinging, I throw Jack out there opening day just because, you know, right-handed pitcher, hard thrower. Jack has been swinging the bat well, better than Tommy Pham this spring. Again, I throw away spring results as well. But, Jack to me is a wild card for this team offensively because all of a sudden you have a guy that can impact the ball, change the game with one swing. And no disrespect to Tommy Pham, but he's not that guy. Jack Sawinski has the ability to be that guy to, you know, really change a lineup because of the power.
Rock, what do you think Joey Bart needs to do to ensure that last year wasn't a flash in the pan fluke kind of thing?
Do what he did. I mean, last year he had an uncanny ability to get big hits with runners on base. Mm-hmm. I say this probably too much, but game-changing at bats, bases loaded, two outs, bases loaded, one out, two on, two outs. He changed games because he had big swings. If you look at his numbers with runners in scoring position, they probably weren't real good. I don't know the numbers exactly. But when you see the number of RBIs he had, it was because of big swings and big situations. If he can continue to do that and have those big swings, those big at-bats and big situations, they're game-changing. When you strike out in the inning ends with the bases loaded, two outs, you score zero. You hit a double or a home run with bases loaded or with two on. Yeah, it's a different ball game, and that's where I think Joey Bart, to me, made the biggest impact last year, is he had those big at-bats and those big situations. Now, you know, a full season of playing every day, you know, teams maybe trying to figure out where his holes are and exploiting those, I don't know. But for me, when they made a mistake, he made them pay. And if that continues, he's a big part. Because for me, the last handful of years, we've been lacking middle lineup, 4, 5, 6 guys. Well, Joey Bart's going to be slated in the middle lineup. And if he can come through again with those big at-bats, you know, he's a difference maker.
What about Ke'Bryan Hayes? We know that his back is going to always be the big question, his health. But what about his swing? Because every time I looked at Twitter, if somebody was saying something positive about him, it was that the swing looked a little different. Can you tell people about that if they haven't been able to catch a lot of these spring games, Rock?
Well, to me, the swing isn't as important as the contact point. He's always been a guy that hit the ball a little deeper in his stance, which led to a lot of line drives, a lot of ground balls to the right of second base. With the exception of the month and a half at the end of 2023, to where that contact point was further out in front of the home plate, and that's where he started hitting the ball in the air to the pull side, to left field, left center, center field, left the second base, he started driving the ball. If he can get to that point, and I haven't seen him enough this spring to where I saw him get that extension to where he's making contact out in front of the plate, where he's impacting the ball to the pull side, creating backspin, hitting the ball in the air to the pull side. If he gets to that point, he could be a heck of a player and he could be a very productive third baseman. We know the defense is going to be there. We hope that the health is going to be there. Obviously, that's the big question mark. But to me, the contact point being further out front to where he can hit more balls to the left of center, especially in the air left of center, he has enough power, he has enough exit velocity to where he'll hit for more power, he'll have more extra base hits. Obviously, we didn't see a lot of that last year. Whether it was back-related or not, I'm not sure. But if he's healthy and he's able to pull the ball in the air, you know, you got more power from your corner positions, and that, to me, is the biggest question mark going into this season is you have corner power. You need corner power, I think, in this game, to especially to support this pitching staff. Mm-hmm. Well, if Ke'Bryan Hayes can get the bat head out, impact the ball, drive the ball, hit for more extra bases and some more home runs, he, like Sawinski, could be a big difference.
Rock, great to catch up with you, man. Thank you. We'll have to wait. It'll be worth the wait to check you out doing Pirates games.
Well, always a pleasure to talk to you guys. I've missed you guys, and I'm looking forward to talking to you this year. And hopefully it'll be a different year. Hopefully we'll see more wins, and we'll be up top of that division most of the year.
See you, John. Thank you.
See you guys.